what would you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log onto to chop it up into stove links?
I don't know.
Okay. What about an A-shaped frame? It's a little bit smaller, and carpenters use them. And
horses, saw horses.
Okay. And you fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
A what?
Brush.
Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay.
Razor. Actually, it's razor strop.
Oh, what, is that
that's
the way you're supposed
T-R-O-P.
To say it? Oh, is that the
you
way
you're strop it.
Uh-huh. Is that the way you're supposed to say it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh. If someone was firing a shotgun and it, you know, when they get through firing it, they throw out these empty things. What do you call those empty things?
Shells.
Okay. Is there another word you might use besides shells? Does it mean the same thing?
No, not that I know of. You eject those shells, empty shells, or expanded or used shells.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did your husband ever hunt?
Huh?
Did your husband ever hunt?
Oh, mercy, yes.
Oh, really?
I did, too.
You did?
I used to kill wild turkey.
No kidding. Was
go
it
deer
fun?
Hunting? Oh, yes, I love it.
Indeed. I've always wanted to go hunting.
Killed wild turkey on the wing. They soar just like a buzzard.
I've never seen a wild turkey to know it.
And I killed one and it hit the side of the mountain and dropped back in the creek. And John waded out across there and got it.
Yeah. Where were you?
We were down at what we call Lakey, way down in South Texas. Lakey. Beautiful place. We put up a tent. Wake up in the morning, you could reach up and get the ice off of the tent inside.
Oh, neat.
But you had on long underwear,
uh-huh.
Woolen clothes.
Yeah. Did you cook out there?
Yeah, oh yes. And I killed a turkey and the boys had gone hunt deer out. We didn't go. My sister and I didn't go that morning. And I cut that thing up like a fryer and fried it in a big old skillet.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd fry it piece by piece. You know, all it would hold. And then I stacked it up in there and I put a little water in there and I covered it. It made the best gravy and the best turkey you ever ate.
Mm.
But of course had no dressing, you know, like no oven or anything to make dressing.
Yeah, king of everything.
They didn't know what in the world they was going to have for supper. And sure enough, when they, where'd you get that turkey? Well, that was the first one I killed.
Uh-huh.
And, my sister, when she was little, she was 10 years younger than me. She always called me Miss Essie. She does today. And she's 75 years old.
Is that right?
No, not that old, but she's 71 or two. She likes a little being 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they liked to die when they found out I'd killed that turkey.
I guess.
We had my brother's brother-in-law went with us, but his wife and my brother and his wife came later. But anyway, Jack didn't believe it. He said, I never saw a woman yet that'd kill a wild turkey.
Uh-huh, and now he's seen it, huh?
Yeah, but I killed another one after that.
Is
he
that,
saw it.
Uh-huh. What, shoot it with a shotgun, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it had buckshot in it.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get close to them. They'd be way up in a tree, maybe, early in the morning, and they'd start that gobbling, just like a turkey.
Uh-huh.
And if they saw you, they took off. And that's when you had to do your shoot.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, how big are they?
Oh, big as a turkey.
Huh.
Average turkey. Look way across the pasture, and you'd see droves of them. Maybe they'd be 25 or 30.
Huh.
And they'd always walk right behind one another.